USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pulling all five Republicans off the Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected Republican Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan as picks to serve on the committee. McCarthy saying this represents an egregious abuse of power and will damage this institution. McCarthy adding Pelosi must reverse course in order for any Republicans to serve on the committee. As more and more states and cities across the country consider mask mandates, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there will not be another mask mandate in Texas.
We're past the time of government mandates. We're into the time for personal responsibility.
Abbott telling reporters in Houston people need to be personally responsible when it comes to coronavirus and get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden is preparing to answer questions about coronavirus in tonight's CNN town hall. He says everyone needs to stay vigilant as the Delta variant spreads faster. As coronavirus cases increase across the country, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reminds everyone,
in areas where vaccine coverage is low, cases and hospitalizations are starting to climb again. The message from CDC remains clear. The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool. The overwhelming majority of deaths from COVID-19 are now occurring in unvaccinated people.
Voters in Detroit are one step closer to weighing in on a bill to pay reparations to black residents. The city council approving a resolution on Tuesday to put a question about reparations on the November ballot. The council leader who introduced the bill says it's for repairing damages and making amends for racist practices of the past. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Larry Elder is suing California over his ballot exclusion in the recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elder on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism, it's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is taking up immigration reform days after a federal judge in Texas blocked new applicants to a program that shields illegal immigrants from deportation. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the nation's farmers need help now because there's a worker shortage.
There are numerous examples of situations where requests were made for U.S. workers to work in these difficult jobs with very little response, if any.
Vilsack testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.